Welcome to this audio introduction to Keep a Light On for Those Who Are Lost. This is a dark fairy tale inspired by the experience of the last year, the importance of rituals, and the desire to reach out to our loved ones. This performance is the result of a digital project created by the Bush Theatre's adult company, The Neighbourhood Company, working online with director Abigail Graham and writer Titus Hulder. The piece is a dark fairy tale inspired by the experiences of the last year, the importance of rituals, and the desire to reach out to our loved ones. Their aim is to reach out with a piece of storytelling. It's mainly a spoken word performance, which combines spoken and written word with some visual images. The performance lasts for an hour and is designed to be accessed in one interactive sitting. The first image to appear is a pristine attic space. The walls, floor, and ceiling are panelled in pale wood. The space is empty, except for two simple black chairs, which stand at an angle to each other. Three stylized arrows, facing up, left, and right, are projected onto the back wall. These allow the visitor to navigate the attic, which becomes a gallery, with portraits of each of the performers whose voices will be heard in the audio stories. Alternatively, you can use the right-hand arrow key of your keyboard to move between the images. This key will also allow you to move on through the stories. There's a total of 12 performers, both male and female. Some smile warmly towards the camera, others are more serious. A pink globe hangs high above the attic. Clicking on this takes us into the storytelling, with text on the screen, white against black, announcing the title, Keep a Light On for Those Who Are Lost, and inviting us to enter. Immediately a video clip appears, an indistinct image appears. A hand reaches towards us, a candle, and lights it. From now on and for the rest of the performance, only the voices of the performers are heard. The spoken text appears on screen, white against a black background. In the top left-hand corner of the screen is a list to access each of the six stories. This can be done with the right-hand arrow on your computer keyboard. It's clear when a story is finished as there's a pause in the spoken word. As the stories unfold, at times a short silent video clip appears on the screen. These include two young women in close-up pulling faces against a forest of bare trees, two young women walking slowly toward the camera, and in slow motion, a woman carefully pouring coffee. The stories, which are listed as chapters, are 1. Once Upon a Time, 2. Tell Me a Story, 3. Into the Forest, 4. When I Opened My Eyes, 5. We Are Here, and 6. After the Ritual. Keep a Light On for Those Who Are Lost is written by Titus Hulder and directed by Abigail Graham, with collaboration from Anna Clock, Sound and Music, Melanie Francis, Digital Artist, and Aisha Shah, Photographer. It's performed by Ala Jah, Annabelle Spink-Jones, Anthony Smith, Kayvon Coates, Carol Dawes, Emma Songer, Joe Cooklin, Josiane Madron, Connie Zanavelli, Naomi Westerman, Suzanne Iway, Taiti Egonesi, and Vic Visanathan. We would just like to make you aware that this project is designed to create an interactive experience with the audience. Because of the nature of the project, through audio introduction is not possible on this occasion. We do hope, though, that you will experience it as it does have a strong audio element. If possible, you may want the company of a sighted companion. The next audio-described performance at the Bush will be Lava by Benedict Lom. Audio description will be available. Please check the Bush website for more details. Please also let Box Office know if you would like to be kept informed of future audio-described performances. And that concludes this audio introduction to this community project. We do hope you will enjoy it.